And just like modern dating, there's even a dating service for those cities that want a little help finding a partner.
And we hope to pair up very successful relationships.
Mary Kane is the president of Sister Cities International, which was actually started in 1956 by another president, Dwight Eisenhower. Kane says peacemaking was the original goal.
It was an effort after World War II focused on German and Japanese cities so that people would get to know each other and understand that we have a lot more things in common than we don't.
Today, cities from all over the world participate. Charlotte, for instance, has eight sister cities, including Limoges, France, Kumasi, Ghana, and Baoding, China. You can see who's matched up on the Sister Cities website. It looks like a mix between a social network and an online dating site. 500 U.S. cities, 1,900 connections, 140 countries, unlimited possibilities. That's what it says. There's a cheery blue box in the top right corner where you can search for cities seeking cities. I click the box, and I'm typing in North Carolina. One match. Concord seeks new relationship in the following regions, Central America and Western Europe, specifically Costa Rica, Scotland, and Spain. And look, there's a list of interests that tells you what the city's looking for in a relationship. Virtual cultural exchanges, festivals, organizing global travel exchanges. John Dunlap is the head of Concord's search committee. He says they've been looking for a couple of years for a new partner. He wants to find a place that has about the same population, with good tourism, hospitals, and schools. Last year, he thought they'd found a match in Scotland.
And I thought we were really moving forward. I thought we were going right down the right path, and the people I've been talking to in that area in southwest Scotland were acting very excited. And they took it to a meeting of their officials, and the first thing they asked is, well, what can they do for us financially? And I was like, well, you know.
Gold diggers. So that was over. Dunlap says there can be economic benefits to a sister city, like trading ties, but cultural exchanges, school trips, meetings between officials, those are most important.
We need to have cultural interactions. We need to find out what other people think about us, and we need to expand our vistas. And that's really, I think, what the Sister City program is all about.
There are other benefits. The Rocky River Golf Club in Concord has a sister golf course in Killarney, Ireland, Concord's only current sister city. Members get a discount if they find themselves in Killarney, and vice versa. The lobby of the Rocky River Clubhouse celebrates its sister with pictures, brochures, and a commemorative plaque signed by the mayor. Dunlap remembers playing with the Killarney mayor and the city council when they visited years ago.
There's a lot of really neat things that come out of having a sister city arrangement with another city. And we've had it for 20 years with Killarney, and I've loved it, but we think it's also time to search out and see if we can find another city and start a new relationship.
Of course, any good relationship takes time to nurture. Before tying the knot with a formal agreement, cities have a courting period, usually 1 to 2 years. And during that time, they're just called friendship cities. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.